Thank you so much for joining me today, guys.
Hi.
Thank you for having us.
My absolute pleasure. Now, could you explain what exactly hydrogen energy is and what it entails?
Right. So, hi, everyone. First of all, I'm Ethan. I'm now a research fellow in the University of Sydney. And I've been working on hydrogen power for in the last 7 years or so. And I extremely feeling happy and excited about this finally realizing our hydrogen economy in Australia, because this is sort of the ultimate green energies that we can really utilize to power our the entire society. And so I think what we must know for the first place is hydrogen, when we burn hydrogen and use that as a fuel to generate energies, the only byproduct is water. So it's extremely clean. So that's, I think that's the ideas 101 that we would like to say. And,
yeah, right.
And anything else?
Oh, well, I mean, as mentioned, kind of, as I said earlier, there have been recent developments in Australia's hydrogen energy research and production. What are some of the main benefits of continuing to pursue this avenue as a main energy source in Australia?
So there are a number of, so hi, this is Micah from Monash University. So there are a number of interesting advantages here that, as Ethan just said, of course, it's a fuel which produces water when it's burned. And so it can ultimately replace a fossil fuel and also be then the type of fuel, if it's produced here in Australia, for instance, by renewables and at large quantities, it could be a future export product for Australia. And in fact, one of the countries which is particularly keen at the moment to adopt a hydrogen economy is Japan, because they don't have many resources. And so there could be, you know, there are ideas that Australia could export hydrogen to Japan produced by renewables. The other important aspect is that hydrogen could be a kind of an intermediate storage fuel, or fuel which, you know, which is produced in terms of storing electricity, which has been produced by renewables, but can't be used at that particular time. As you might know, you know, renewable energies, it comes on and off and goes off all the time, depending on if the sun shines or the wind blows. And it's not necessarily that we need that electricity exactly at that time. So it can also be used as an intermediate storage medium.
Right. And I mean, like, you know, as you said, that is kind of a challenge, considering, you know, it can kind of switch on and off. But what would you be able to elaborate on what some other challenges might arise when trying to use hydrogen energy on a mass scale?
Right. So first of all, we sort of want to handle hydrogen in a safe way. You know, as a lot of people might know, hydrogen is actually explosive. So if we burn that in air, that it when it generates energy, it also, you know, burns in a quite aggressive way. So the way that we currently trying to manage and handle hydrogen is not fully established. And so the ideas of in Australia currently is, because we have experience in handling exploding natural gas, and this sort of natural gas network, it's so far the ideas that are going to help the Australia being one of the superpower of providing hydrogen energy internationally. But what we have found so far is that the current materials for making those natural gas pipelines are not necessarily adaptable or necessarily compatible to hydrogen transportation. So this is the major research themes that undergoing in the research team that both me and Michael are participating in. And so this is one of the challenges that we think will be very needed for solutions in the near future.
course. And speaking of the near future, last but certainly not least, what does Australia's timeline for a transition to a true hydrogen energy economy look like? Are we close, or is there still a lot more to be done?
So I think there's a lot to be done. Of course, there is incredible urgency here because of the climate change issue. So we need to act quickly. But at the same time, as Ethan has pointed out, it's not trivial to handle hydrogen. And so we really need to establish if, for instance, the materials which contain the hydrogen are really suitable, or the materials which we use to transport the hydrogen. Also, you know, how we then utilize the hydrogen, how we combust it or whatever. So it's there are very significant challenges. And what we really need to make sure is that as we embrace the hydrogen economy, that we don't take any shortcuts, and that there could be, you know, a major incident in the future which would potentially stop the entire movement of such a new fuel, as we've seen in other areas. So it's really important that we move quickly, but also we are very thorough in what we do. So, you know, I think we are really talking here about decades, but you never know, of course. I mean, we've seen with the pandemic now that suddenly if the world community really comes together because there's such an urgency, then you can move things very quickly because you establish worldwide collaborations in the field.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so, so much for joining me today, guys. It's been really, really great having you on the show to talk about this.
Thank you, Ruby.